Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This is Radio Influence. The future is now.
You are in the trenches with former Buccaneers offensive lineman Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to In the Trenches. This is Ian Beckles, the day after the Super Bowl. So I'm a little bit tired, a little more tired than I normally would be. But I am here and I'm making it. Much love goes out to our title sponsor, Hess Spinal Centers out there. There's 16 locations in the Bay Area. If you've been injured in an auto accident, it's stressful for you and your family. Don't stress. Call Hess. There's, like I said, 16 locations, 1-800-618-HESS. You know, they just treat the injured. They don't mess around. It's not about weight losses or anti-aging and stuff like that. They do what they do. They do it well. So Hess Spinal Centers, 16 locations, 1-800-618-HESS. Hess, don't stress, call Hess. Now, to the game yesterday. Probably better than advertised. You know, I think everybody saw the matchup and they thought that, you know, it was going to be a high-flying type of game offensively. And it was that. Personally, I had my money on the Eagles and I had my money on the over. So I smiled and enjoyed my cocktails throughout the game because neither one of those to me was ever in doubt. You know, the over was 48. They almost scored that each. And you were getting 5 points with the Eagles. Listen, I'm not going to take away from anything the Patriots have done and have done in the past. To bet against the Patriots is tough. But 5 points for a team that was flying high. The Eagles were flying high. If you saw the way they stepped onto the field, when I saw them step onto the field, I thought they had more energy than the Patriots. And sometimes that goes a long way. You know, if you remember the Buccaneers from back in the day, when they step on the field, they had energy. Like, when was the last time you seen that Buccaneer energy like that? And the Eagles had some of that. Now, they won the game offensively. They didn't win the game defensively. And this is, to me, the difference in the game was Doug Peterson having enough confidence in Nick Foles to let him play. If you remember when Jacksonville was beating New England before the half, and I think they're up 4 or 5 points, and there was 50 seconds left in the half, and they knelt. And I said the next day, that lost the game for them. You have to have confidence in your quarterback to win a football game. You have to know at the end of the game, New England's going to have 30 points. You have to understand that because they always do. You don't hold New England to 17 points. So you have to do what you have to do to get to whatever number is over 30. And for Doug Peterson to come and be running double reverses, throwing back to the quarterback, you know, on fourth and ones in crucial situations, you got to have big nuts to do that. So good for him. He was aggressive. Marone from Jacksonville, he didn't want to take any chances, and he's at home. You know, right away people are talking about how New England's going to be dismantled and both offensive coordinators are gone, and that's going to happen. Don't do it to yourself, okay? They'll be there next year. I don't know if they'll be in the Super Bowl, but they'll be there, wherever there is. There is the playoffs. And Tom Brady, 40 years old, he took some licks yesterday, got up old, looking old every once in a while, but he's over 500 yards. There's not too many people ever put on earth that can throw for 500 yards in one game. I played with some quarterbacks, took 3 games from the throw for 500 yards. So Tom Brady, it's going to hit him eventually. Father Time, it always gets everybody, but it ain't right now. And is it going to be next year? I think they probably have to take better care of Tom Brady next year. I don't think you want him to play 16 games and be getting hit in December, and that's going to end eventually. And he says he's going to play till 45. I think that's disrespecting Father Time right there. I don't think that's possible. If he gets one more good year out of him, I would be amazed. Not going to bet against it. 2 good years, I would say no way. Not 2 more good years. It's too many licks, you know? And like I said, Father Time is undefeated. And then we had Gronkowski out there yesterday, who is a beast as he normally is. You know, when he's healthy, there's no bigger weapon offensively. I guess he had some questions, and he was fielding some questions after the game about his retirement. You know, I guess a lot of people around him would like him to retire. You know, it gets to a point where, you know, the game doesn't make any sense anymore. And, you know, if you remember way back with Jim Brown left the game of football when that was unheard of and went into acting. If you can make more money doing something else, go do it. Seriously. Getting knocked out is not cool. It looks glamorous. There ain't nothing glamorous about waking up fuzzy and then having to go back out in the football field and catch licks again. He ain't got that many brain cells to waste. He didn't have any to begin with. And he doesn't have any left. And I guarantee, like, his family is urging him to retire because, you know, I don't know if he's dumb, brilliant, or what. But whatever he is, he's charismatic, and he's going to make money. He could be an actor immediately. He can go in WWF if he wants. He can just tour, have parties in boats. He can do whatever he wants. He's a likable fool. And he's going to make his money, that's for sure. So maybe don't be shocked if he just steps away. Because when you get knocked out like that, and you have to come back and you got to continue, he hasn't played a full season. I don't remember last time he did. When he's out in the field, he's a beast. Yesterday had 9 catches for 116 yards, 2 touchdowns. Started off real slow, and then basically Brady looked at him and said, here you go. Time for you to take over, and he did. And when you look at Brady, when Hogan had 6 catches, 128, Amendola, 8 catches, 152, that's crazy. For all that to happen in one game, and you lost, and they lost. Uncharacteristically, the Patriots almost beat themselves yesterday. They did some things to beat themselves. When you're missing extra points and missing field goals, that's not conducive to winning in the NFL. You just can't make those type of mistakes. Actually, both teams kind of did, and you know, Philadelphia got away with it. And I said at the beginning, the key to this game is for Philadelphia to out-physical New England, and I think they did that. With Tom Brady, you don't have to sack him. You got to get in his face. And they were doing that. They weren't sacking him a lot, but I guess they said in the last 2 drives he was pressured 7 times, and if you can make Tom Brady move his feet, you have a chance. If you don't make him move his feet, if you just let him sit there and be comfortable, he's going to absolutely kill you. So, you know, the Patriots are going to be the Patriots. They're going to win 11 games at least next year. They're going to be in the playoffs. Whether they win the Super Bowl or not is going to be up to what everybody else has to offer. But they're going to be there. If Belichick's there and Brady's there, they're going to be there. So save your breath. Now, on the other side, with the Eagles, first of all, congratulations to Eagle fans. They've been waiting a long time. I played there for 2 years. You know, I played here played with the Bucks for 7. I consider myself a Buccaneer. I do appreciate having the ability to play there for 2 years. But couldn't wait to get out of there. Now, Eagle fan is very passionate. Eagle fan is used to being upset, and they took it to the streets yesterday. There were rioting and looting, and you know, a lot of cities do it. I was in Montreal when it happened, when they won the Stanley Cup. Montreal should be used to winning Stanley Cups. And then the 28th time they win the Stanley Cup, they loot and tear up the city. When I was there, it was pretty disgusting. So they're doing a lot of that in Philadelphia. There's rumors of people eating horse poop off the ground. There's videos of it. There was a video, not a video, but I guess somebody allegedly stole an ostrich from the zoo and was riding it. I don't believe that one. I don't know if you can ride an ostrich, but if it was going to happen, it would be in Philadelphia, that's for sure. So Philadelphia fans are elated. They deserve it, that's for sure. And then the big talk is going to be what happens between Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, what's going to happen in the future. This is what's going to happen. It's not really what the Eagles want, okay? That's not the way it works. Nick Foles' agent right now is making a whole lot of calls for anybody who needs a quarterback. And what you can't do is you can't put either the Super Bowl champion quarterback, Nick Foles, or Carson Wentz on the bench. That can't happen. So if they're on the same team, one of them's going to be on the bench, so it can't happen. It comes to a point where you can't have 2 starting quarterbacks on one team. It happened in New England. Garoppolo's a starting quarterback. Eventually, you got to get rid of him. It has to happen. It happened with Joe Montana and Steve Young. Eventually, you got to make a decision. That's it. There's no way around it. And to me, Nick Foles' agent is not going to let him be a backup. It's not going to happen. In the offseason, they're going to say, listen, my guy's not big. They're not going to sit on the bench. There's so many other teams out there that could use this Super Bowl champion. If you bring in a Super Bowl champion quarterback, right away, marketing-wise, it's going to be beautiful for your football team. So his agent won't let it happen. The Eagles have to know it's not going to happen, all right? They have to know that. Carson Wentz is the future. He was the NFL MVP. Nick Foles played like the NFL MVP in the playoffs. So when the last time that the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, they said Donovan McNabb couldn't deal with the pressure. He couldn't deal with the moment. He was on the sideline throwing up, and he was hyperventilating. You don't know how you're going to react in that situation. Nick Foles has done it now. You know how he's going to react. So that's half the battle. So Nick Foles right now is as marketable as he's ever going to be in his whole life. And for anybody to think that he will and should sit on the bench, you are crazy. He ain't sitting on the bench. No way. If he's a dog like he looked like this in the playoffs, he is not going to concede and he's not going to sit on the bench. It's not going to happen. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there in Philadelphia. Doug Peterson could have worse problems than having two starting quarterbacks. And the rest of it, I think LeGarrette Blount's contract is up. They have a couple guys here and there that they have to re-sign. But they have a nice nucleus on that football team in Philadelphia. Doesn't mean you're going to be back. It just doesn't. So we'll see what's going on over there. I can't worry about what's happening there in Philadelphia. We got enough stuff happening over here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, obviously, you got to talk about a lot of stuff that happened around the Super Bowl. First and foremost, everybody loves the commercials. I never really get into the commercials much, but I was supposed to head over to Elmer's yesterday, and usually go over there, you're not of right mind. So I was actually at home because it was raining, pouring down. So I was at home. So I actually sat down by myself, relaxed, and watched the game. So I really took in the commercials more than I normally would. I thought they sucked, really. Other than kicking it off with that Doritos commercial with the dude from, the Hobbit show. I don't know what it is. Game of Thrones, the show that I've never watched before. And then Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott and Morgan Freeman. That was a great that was a great commercial. I said, okay, that's nice. Okay, and then it just seemed to have gone downhill. After that, TurboTax monster, that blob underneath I don't get it. But the rest of the commercials is this nothing really that stood out to me. And I don't know if everybody's losing creativity. I don't know what the deal is. I guess you got to give Eli Manning and your boy, the receiver there, a little love for dancing, I guess, Odell Beckham. Eli Manning's got to be the goofiest star ever. He's goofy. To be a starting NFL quarterback as long as he has, a borderline Hall of Famer, he's just really, really goofy. By the way, our John Lynch did not make it. The names are going to keep on coming up now. People have been asking for Simeon Rice's name to come up. Rondé Barber didn't quite make the last cut. And then John Lynch, it's been quite a few years now. And I'm not sure if John's going to get in. And I've said this before, they all deserve it. If he doesn't get in, you want to get in, obviously. If you put that in, you got to that point where you're getting up to a vote, that would be tough not to get in. They actually showed Randy Moss, when they came up to his room, and I guess somebody, a representative from the NFL, will come up and they'll tell you whether you made it or not, or if you made it. And it was really emotional. I could imagine Randy Moss, where he's come from. He went to Marshall. I know at one time nobody ever thought he was going to be successful at all, and then he ends up making the NFL Hall of Fame, and now he's a successful broadcaster and does a pretty darn good job. So that was very touching for him, so congratulations to him. Now, I have to say something which I'm so happy to say. Heard this yesterday to Ryan Shazier, walked. Now, after he got hurt and was paralyzed, you didn't hear much about him after that. And that scared me because I want to hear updates. You know, you saw him at the game. He wasn't standing, so he really couldn't tell anything. And I guess he just didn't have any feeling or movement in his legs. He regained some feeling, and he was actually walking. I don't know to what extent, but, I mean, that makes me feel good. Because an athlete, that caliber, that level, to lose, the feeling in his legs, I couldn't imagine anything worse than that. So, big ups to Ryan Shazier. He's walking around and good for him. Now, the Minnesota, I guess the day of the game, it was minus 20 or whatever it was. The Minnesotans didn't seem to be too cold, but everybody else seemed to be freezing. I've always said they should have the Super Bowl in Miami, Tampa, New Orleans, San Diego. That's it. Arizona, maybe. Nobody wants to go to Detroit. Nobody wants to go to Minnesota for a Super Bowl. Wouldn't that suck? If your team, you're from Philadelphia, and your team gets to the Super Bowl, and you get to go to Minnesota. That's not what anybody wants. I'm not dogging out Minnesota, but nobody goes vacationing in Minnesota. Nobody. Places like Mall of America probably made a killing, and I guess they deserve it financially. But, I'm thinking of everybody that's heading over that way. And I guess they said 80% of what was going on was Philadelphia, which makes sense. New England people are spoiled at this point because they're in it every damn year. So when you're in it every damn year, it just, you have a newbie in there. And Philadelphia represent, I guess, 80% of what was going on. And tickets, they said the average ticket was $7,500. The average ticket. Now, I remember when I was playing, the ticket prices were $300 and something, and you can get maybe $1,500 a ticket. Man, I mean, though every player gets 20-something tickets, I believe. If you can sell them for $10,000 each, you could have them. My family members would not be going. If I can get $10,000 a ticket, family members, I'm sorry, you ain't going, period. You didn't hear a lot of crazy stories about what was happening in Minnesota. I thought there'd be a lot of brawls with Philly fans and Patriot fans. I guess there wasn't a whole lot going on, which is wonderful. Minnesota people are very, very, easygoing type people. They shouldn't be exposed to all that. So I think everybody is represented well. Philadelphia, I mean, they're killing their own city, so good for you. That's fine. All I know is here in the Tampa Bay area, we've won some championships and we've been very cordial to our city. And we've done, and we're smarter than that, I think. I don't know if I can't think of anything dumber than ruining your own city. It's just going to end up costing you money in tax dollars. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Now, I said I was very blessed to have had money on Philadelphia and the over yesterday, so it was a very profitable night for myself. They said in the $4.6 billion in betting. $4.6 billion in betting. And 4% of that is done legally. 4% of $4.6 billion is done legally. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, but legalize that and we're making a lot of money for us. Right now we're making a lot of money for people that are doing things illegally. That doesn't make any damn sense. People are going to stop betting. You know that, right? You can't. Nobody ever gets busted for illegal gambling. This doesn't happen very often. Legalize it, please. I mean, I'm from Montreal, from Canada. You can go to a corner store, the same place you get your scratch-off tickets, and you can bet on the NFL, literally. And they make buttloads of money. So enough with the gambling. Legalize it, all right? There's no reason why you can't go to a casino and drop some money on the Buccaneers or drop some money on the Eagles or something. There's no reason. It's happening. Every other country we go in, they're doing it. We keep on fighting for stuff that doesn't make any damn sense. Seriously. So that should be enough. I mean, once again, everybody legalize marijuana and legalize betting and legalize prostitution while you're at it, because people are going to do it anyways. Period. So this In the Trenches is this. This is my podcast we've had here for this year. Once again, much love goes to Hess Spinal Centers because they are a title sponsor. And we're going to continue to do this as the season goes on because the season's over. There's still a lot of free agency talk. There's still a lot of combine talk. I can bring on a couple, some special guests, maybe some former players. We can get in some conversations. And there's always little things going on in the NFL. The NFL Network doesn't stop. Nothing stops. The NFL doesn't stop. Like little things like, you know, the NFL just signing a new contract with Thursday Night Football. Next, they're doing five more seasons. $660 million, okay? Goodell is perfect for the owners because he don't give a rat's ass about anybody but himself and the money. Everybody knows that Thursday Night Football is terrible for everybody involved. It's terrible for the organizations. It's terrible for the players. Quick turnover is not good, obviously. We saw a bunch of major injuries going on in Thursday Night Football, and it just doesn't make sense. And it's Roger Goodell is going to do what's good for his money, and that's their money right there. But they make a lot of money. Everybody talks about how the ratings have gone down in the NFL. Okay, the NFL ratings could go in half, and they still would make oodles of money. Go look and see who the highest rated shows are every week during the football season, and they're all football. Thursday Night Football, maybe the ratings are down, but everybody's watching it still. I know I'm still watching it, and the matchups even sucked, and you still watch it. You see Jacksonville's playing Cleveland, but I'm still watching it, fortunately or unfortunately. So we're going to keep on doing In the Trenches as we go on through this off season, and like I said, we're going to have some really, really cool guests on and people to help me talk about what we talk about, which is football, which we all love. So I appreciate you guys listening in. If you guys want to get in contact with me, Ian Beckles at Radio Influence, and if you want to email me and ask me a question about football or anything else, I have another podcast, Flavor in Your Year, which comes out every Friday morning-ish to the afternoon, and we talk a little bit more pop culture and politics, so if you want to check that out, you can do that as well. I appreciate you guys listening in. Congratulations to all you Eagle fans out there, and that's probably the last time I'm ever going to say that. Have a great week, and please be safe. Peace out.
Follow Ian Beckles on Twitter, at Ian Beckles, for all the latest on your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You have been in the trenches with Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Chef Brian Duffy here. I've got a new show called Duffified Live that's unlike anything you've ever heard. Each week, I'm going to be talking to some of my friends, some people I've never even met before. We're going to be talking about people that I meet on the road through some of my experiences. We're talking about restaurants, talking about great stories, great guests, wild adventures, the whole nine yards. Get Duffified Live with me, Chef Brian Duffy, each week on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.